Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune that's hidden in there and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Beth Hartman is joining us from, I think she's calling from her work phone in St. Paul, Minnesota. Beth, are you at work right now?
I am at work. Yes.
Does your boss know you're playing the piano puzzler at this very moment?
No, don't tell her, please.
Okay. Now, Beth, you're a singer.
Yes.
I know you were in a production in the Minnesota Opera this past season. What have you got coming up?
You know, not really much at all. Nothing. Aside from singing in the shower, I don't really have anything.
Well, that's important.
Official in the works. It's good to keep it up, and the shower is a very friendly place to sing. So,
absolutely, great acoustics in there.
Yes, yes.
Well, Beth, Bruce is about to play this piano puzzler for you. Your job, as you know, is to try to pick out the tune and name the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Are you all set?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. So sweet and so sad at the same time.
Oh, yes.
Beth, what do you think?
Oh, it sounded, well, very lovely and like all sorts of things that I should know. And I'm not sure. It sounds like that kind of romantic era lushness and the kind of dark, brooding nature of it. The three against two makes me think possibly Chopin. But I know there are things in there that I've heard before, but
Well, everything you said is correct. Chopin is not the best choice, but everything you said leading up to it is great. The dark, the brooding, the romantic, and the three against two.
Mm-hmm. Three against two is a polyrhythm that you had going.
Yes,
three
this
in
kind
one
of
hand, two in the other.
Which was not exactly in the piece, but you can play a scale that way.
Well, you can.
I can't play it any other way. And if you think more of the dark, brooding textures, et cetera, you might move a little away from Chopin to somebody else who used three against two a lot and who was also a romantic.
Gosh. Brahms?
Yes.
Yay!
Johannes Brahms. Okay, so a piece in the style of the great pianist and composer Johannes Brahms. Now, Beth, what about that tune that's hidden in there?
I was just so stumped by the composer. I wasn't even paying much attention to the tune. It sounded something perhaps musical theater-y to me, but...
Well, this one is not a musical theater tune, but you probably know it.
Okay.
The tune is on the top, and the opening bass line refers to the tune, but it starts in the second bar, really, so in the right hand. Thank you. have to say right there, the harmonies are so far away from the tune.
Is it the Beatles, though?
It is. It is the Beatles.
I don't know the name of the tune, but I certainly have heard the song.
Right.
To make it better.
Right.
That's it. What are the first two words?
Oh, it's Hey Jude.
Right. There you go. And now that you know that, it's actually kind of funny. One of the things that is always fun for me in writing a puzzler is to take a cadence and harmonically do something extremely different without changing the tune. So, for example, when it goes... The harmony here is...
Exactly the way Paul McCartney did it.
No, it's different. And then I put in some imitation here in between the left hand and the right hand. Which I thought was fun, you know, a little counterpoint, because Brahms loved to open up his piano writing into counterpoint occasionally, and he felt that that was making it stronger and more powerful. And of course, he got that from Bach, which is what he studied the most.
Well, Beth.
Yes.
Great job. You got the tune and you got the composer.
Yeah, it was fun.
And you also sang some of it very in tune.
Oh,
yes, you did. Beth Hartman from St. Paul, Minnesota. What's your public radio station?
Minnesota Public Radio.
Beth, thanks a lot for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you for having me.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.